Good morning. I'm trying to do something different to show me in the video why I'm doing the introduction to see if it help me to connect with you better. 各位早晨，我今日咧就嘗試咗一啲新啲嘅方法去同你交。聯繫係喺我簡介嘅時間咧，就用嗰個視像去嚟同你哋講話，希望咧可以同你聯繫更加好。Welcome to Chinese Faith Baptist Church Online Worship on this last Sunday in June 2020. The long daylight of the summer is here. The last light, it didn't turn dark until after 9:30 or thereabout. Also, we have the Dragon Boat Festival in our lunar calendar last Thursday. I remember when I was working for Portland Community College, the college has a Dragon Boat team that compete on the Willamette River in Portland here. I think they still do. However, because of the coronavirus, the event has been canceled. We continue to pray that everyone in the county, in the city, and in the states, and in the country continue to be cautious and careful, and to observe the proper precautions and personal hygiene as our county and city slowly reopen. 欢迎你来到中诚浸信会网上的崇拜。今日是2020年6月最后一个星期日，夏天漫长的日头就已经来到了。昨晚呢？ 成9:30之後先天黑。另外咧，上個星期四係農曆嘅端午節。我記得咧，以前我喺 Portland 波特蘭社區學院，即係 Portland Community College 咧做嘢嗰陣時咧，間學校咧係有一隊龍舟隊嘅。 喺個 Willamette 河嗰度，喺 Portland 嗰度比賽，我諗佢仍然都有嘅，但係咧因為今年冠狀病毒咧，就個節目咧係取消咗。我哋要繼續咁祈禱，向我哋每一個人都要繼續保持謹慎，繼續遵守。 預防適當嘅預防措施，同埋個人嘅衛生嘅習慣，因為我哋個城市同埋我哋個郡、我哋個州，亦都開始慢慢咁去開放過嚟。而家我用我哋嚟用歌聲嚟去敬拜我哋嘅耶穌基督。Let's worship with our songs to worship our Lord Jesus Christ.
In the last few months, we have the coronavirus, we have the stay-home order, and we have unrest in both the United States and in Hong Kong, you know, through the protests and riots. And it appears that especially in Hong Kong, where there is the security law that is being discussed and going to be passed by the mainland Chinese government. And we seem like we have lost hope and kind of become a little bit hopeless. in all this situation. Yet we know God is in control. And we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus. 最近呢幾個月，我哋有官仗病毒，有居家令，同埋喺香港，又有中國大陸就嚟要通過嘅安理嘅法律，咁就令到我哋好即係失望，同埋即係差唔多絕望咁滯，而我哋知道我哋可以依靠耶穌基督，將我哋嘅眼仰望耶穌。 用我哋嘅心去敬拜我哋嘅神。我的神，我敬拜你。Let's use all our heart to worship our Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, I worship you. We've been learning in Philippians that Jesus' name is above all names. His name is beautiful, wonderful, and powerful. 我哋喺腓立比書學緊耶穌嘅名係高過所有嘅名，除咗佢嘅名之外，冇第二個名。佢嘅名係好美麗。
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. You hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you our Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. So Jesus, you brought heavens down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing comes past to this. What a wonderful name it is. The name of Jesus. Death could not hold you, the veil torn before you. You silenced the bruise and sin and grave. The heavens are roaring, the praise of your glory. For you are raised to life again. You have no rival. You have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a wonderful name it is, what a powerful name. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing comes against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. You have no rival. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is. Nothing can stand again. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
Welcome to another digital worship service.
欢迎大家，今天我们又来到第二个视像的敬拜。
I know it might still be some time until we are physically together again.
我估计都要再等多一段嘅时间，我哋然后至可以大家一齐嘅面对面一齐嘅敬拜。
But I am excited to know that the deacons were at the church, getting the church ready for that day.
好开心嘅，教会嘅执事今日系。昨日嘅去到教会将啲凳系搬好，能够预备将来可以教会重开嘅时候。
I got to see pictures of the sanctuary, as they're setting it up.
我哋收到佢哋送俾我嘅图画，知道教会点样嚟到安排。
And that makes me excited for that day when we can, be together again. But until then, it's such a wonderful thing that even though we're separated physically, we can lift up ourselves together in prayer.
雖然我們大家不可以面對面見面,但是我們今天可以一起用禱告的,我們心連心一起來到相連。
So I want to be persistent in continuing to ask God to intervene in our world.
我們繼續的禱告,求主來到參與幫助我們。
Let's pray.
我們一起禱告。
Lord, we proclaim that you are good.
神啊,我們宣告你是最美好的。
And Lord, we confess that there is so much uncertainty in our world right now.
神啊,我們知道世界現在很多不肯定的事情發生。
And so we thank you that you are certain.
但是知道神你是所有的事,你是肯定的。
We can be certain that you are in control.
我們是肯確定的,主你是掌管萬有的一切。
And we can be certain that your plans are good.
我們更加肯定的,你對我們的計劃是最好的。
We continue to ask that you would give wisdom and humility to our government and world leaders.
神啊,我們繼續求,為到,世界的領袖來禱告,求主你比他們謙卑,能夠有智慧的,怎樣來到處理世界的事情。
Please guide them towards policies that will keep our communities safe.
求你比他們有智慧的,怎樣設計這些事情。 这个指引能够保持社区的安全。
And please guide them towards policies that restore justice.
也求你给他们有智慧的,怎样作出一些指引,给世界有这个公义。
And please guide them towards policies that enable our communities to thrive.
主要求你也给他们有指引。
Lord, we continue to pray for your intervention in this
COVID-19.
Lord, please guide the medical community to find cures.
也都是给医学界的人
Please protect all the frontline workers.
也都保守作医疗人员的工作者他们的平安。
And we pray especially for those in our congregation that are working in that field.
也都我们是会中的,有很多都是作医务的人员的,求你保守他们。
And Lord, we pray for protection of all of our people that need to work in public spaces.
也都求你保守很多的人,他在公众地方来到工作的,保守他们都有平安。
Lord, we pray that you would continue to guide and teach your church during this time.
神啊,也都求你给教会的领袖怎样来作出指引来到安排一切。
Show us what you want us to learn during this time.
帮助我们明白今天这个疫情,求神你让我们知道我们要学习什么功课。
Guide us to repentance where we need to repent as a church.
也都指引我们,如果我们有犯错的地方,我们愿意在神的面前认罪的悔改。
And encourage us through your truth when we need to be encouraged.
神啊,求你让我们能够推动这个真理,这个真理能够继续的推行。
Lord, we thank you for the work that you are doing in Annie's life.
主,我们感谢你在Annie姊妹的身上所做的一切的工作。
We pray that you continue to bring healing to her body and encouragement to her husband.
神啊,求你继续的医治Annie的身体,也都给她的丈夫Paul弟兄。
And Lord, we pray that you would bring healing to everyone in our congregation that is hurting.
神啊,我们教会当中有人,无论是哪方面有受伤的,求你来到医治我们的心灵。
Lord, we pray that you would continue to comfort Wendy and her family with the loss of Cliff.
神啊，亦都求你继续安慰阿 Wendy 姊妹，因为丈夫刚刚嘅去世。
We pray that you would encourage Pastor James and his family and provide for them.
神啊，亦都继续嘅保守萧牧师，佢喺主里边嘅安静嘅等候，亦都供应佢嘅需要。
Please support the efforts of all of the missionaries that we support.
亦都帮助我哋所差派嘅宣教士，供应佢哋所有嘅所需要嘅。
Please give wisdom to our church leaders as they try to keep us safe in reopening.
神啊，亦都俾教会嘅领袖有智慧嘅，能够点样作出决定，当教会要重开敬拜你嘅时候。
Please continue to provide for our church financially.
神啊，求你继续供应我哋教会上经济上嘅需要。
And Lord, today we pray that you would speak to us through your word.
神啊，求你今日圣灵与我哋嘅说话教导我哋。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我哋祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。
Well, summer is officially upon us.
夏天终于来到了。
But this is going to probably be a different summer for many of us.
今年的夏天对于很多人来讲都有些不同的地方。
Many of you have probably needed to cancel or change travel plans for this summer.
很多人今年夏天要改变他们旅行的计划，或者要有很多做一些不同的事情。
Now, Becky and I, we're not planning on going anywhere this summer.
我和我太太 Becky, 今年夏天我们不计划会去哪里。
So this situation doesn't change our plans this summer.
所以无论现在任何的疫情的环境都没有，我们没有任何大的改变。
But I have spent most of my summers over the past 10 years in the country, or in the continent of Africa.
在过往的十年，我的夏天我都去了非洲 的地方来到去做工宣教。
I have gotten the privilege to minister in Uganda and in Tanzania.
我有机会的去到这个乌干达和坦桑尼亚这两个地方来到服侍他们。
And I've gotten to make many good friends on these trips.
因为这个旅程我是认识到很多的朋友弟兄。
And each summer when I went on these trips, my friends there would always ask when I will be coming back.
所以每一次去这些地方的时候，我的朋友都会问，哎，你几时会再回来我们当中？
They would even ask if I was going to be coming back.
也都会问，你将来会不会再回来我们这里呢？
And my answer was always the same.
所以每次对他们讲的答案都是一样。
I hope so, if God wills it.
每次答复他们说，如果神愿意的，我很希望会再回来。
And I truly meant this each time that I said it.
我每次讲这句说话的时候，真是这样的意思的。
I always hope to go back.
我是很希望我会再回去那些地方。
But I never knew what life held for me in the upcoming year.
但是我也不知道将来那一年我的生活生命有什么事情。
So I could not tell them with certainty if I would be coming.
所以我也不可以很肯定告诉你，我一定会回来。
Now I believe that making these trips was actually a good thing for God's kingdom.
但是我每一次去这些宣教的事情，对于神的国是很有益处，很有益处。
I still have things to teach these African men and women that will help to advance the gospel in Africa.
因为我每次去到的时候，我都可以教导他们一些事情，关于天国的事情。
And they still have much to teach me that I get to bring back to the States to advance the gospel here.
在当地我也都学到很多东西，怎样可以带回来我们美国来到，怎样来到帮助这个的福音的事工。
So I have confidence that God can bring me back to Africa for the sake of his kingdom.
所以我很相信为了天国的事情， 神系会将来会带翻我翻去嗰边，系。
But I don't know with certainty if I will be going back.
但系我亦都唔肯定，我将来会唔会一定会去再翻去。
The Apostle Paul and his companions lived their entire life this way.
所以保罗同埋佢嘅同工，佢哋事工里边一直都系咁样发生。
They would travel from city to city, hoping to return and see the friends that they had made.
他们保罗和他的同工每个地方都一路这样去宣教，他很希望将来都有机会回去。
But they never knew with certainty if they would be able to go back to these places.
同一样的，他们不肯定将来会不会一定会再回去那里的地方。
Paul often expressed this hope in the letters that he wrote to these churches.
所以保罗在他的书信里面经常是会这样来 提到这方面的情况。
And this hope was often expressed in the portions of his letters that we call the travel log.
所以保罗他通常在他的书信里面都这样来表达他的心意。我们这个就是他讲给这些地方知他的旅途的计划是什么。
And the last 2 weeks, we've looked at one of these travel logs in the book of Philippians.
我们都在上几个星期我们看到这个腓立比书也都讲到保罗这个的旅程的计划是什么。
We've seen this in chapter 2, verses 19 through 30.
我们在腓立比书的第二章19节至30节我看到保罗他对这个的计划是怎么样。
And in this passage, Paul expressed his hope to send Timothy to the church in Philippi.
保罗也都对腓立比教会提出，他很希望能够差派提摩太去到腓立比教会来服侍。
He also expressed his own desire to visit them.
也都是提出他有很渴望的能够再回去腓立比教会。
Now we discussed this passage during the last 2 weeks.
在上两个星期一路我们讨论这个事情。
And we saw how Paul used both Timothy and Epaphroditus as examples for the Philippian Christians.
保罗也都是提出提摩太和以巴弗提作为一个例子，他们会有什么计划。
I want to spend one more week looking at this passage.
我希望这个星期我再重要看多更详细一些。
Because I think that Paul actually also presents himself as an example in this passage.
保罗也都在这段的经文来讲用了他自己作为一个例子怎样来教导腓立比教会。
And so I want to look at that today.
所以我希望今天来到看看这个情况是什么。
Now, earlier in the letter, Paul had already used himself as an example.
在这个书信的第前部分的时候，我们看到保罗用了他自己作为一个例子，怎么来教导腓立比教会。
He wanted the Philippians to see the way that he had joy even while he was in prison.
保罗说给腓立比教会的人知道，虽然他现在坐在监狱里面，但是他有这个的喜乐。
In fact, the theme of joy is prominent throughout this letter.
这封书信是这个充满着突出这个喜乐这个信息在这里。
That's why I think the book of Philippians has been such a good study during our current circumstances.
所以我们在这个特别这个疫情的环境的里面，我们读这个书信的时候，给我们有很多的学习的地方。
Paul's consistent joy can be such an encouragement to us right now.
所以在我们今天的环境，看到保罗他的喜乐，对于我们来讲，有很大的鼓励帮助。
And when we look at Paul's joy, we see that it arises from two certainties.
我们看到保罗他的喜乐，他是基于他两个的肯定一个的事实在这里。
First,Paul is certain that God is good.
保罗肯定一句话俾我哋听，上帝系好嘅。
And this does not mean that God conforms to some abstract concept of good.
意思上帝系冇讲到好呢个概念系好抽象嘅。
His character is the very standard of what good is.
上帝这个神的位格就是一个好的标准给我们看得到。
God defines goodness.
上帝就是这个的好这个的定义在这里。
And we've seen this goodness displayed in the person of Jesus Christ.
上帝这个的美好就是藉着主耶稣基督已经显现了给我们看到。
Paul showed how God, by his very nature, gives of himself for the sake of others.
保罗的神他自己的很自然的他的本性就是显出这个的美好的标准是什么。
He did this especially in the Christ hymn of chapter 2.
尤其是在第二章这个的基督的圣诗里面已经表达无遗。
And this is what it means to be good.
这个就是美好这个定义的意思。
And Paul is certain that God is good.
所以保罗很肯定告诉我们上帝是美善美好的。
And because of this, he can have joy in any circumstance.
因为他认识上帝的时候无论任何环境他都可以有这个喜乐在这里。
Second, Paul is certain of the day of the Lord.
第二方面，保罗很肯定就是主再来的时候。
Throughout this letter, Paul reminds the Philippians that a day is coming when Christ will return.
保罗都告诉我们，很肯定耶稣基督再第二次再来的时候，那一日有 很大的喜乐在这里。
And it is on that day that they will receive their reward.
在那日主再来的时候，信徒会得到他们的奖赏。
And Paul is so certain that this day is coming that he is able to have joy in any circumstance.
所以保罗很肯定基督的再来的时候无论任何的环境他都有一个很大的喜乐在这里。
So Paul is certain of these two things.
保罗是很肯定很认定这两个的事实在这里。
God is good.
上帝是美好。
And Christ will return to make all things right.
耶稣基督再来的时候，一切都是完美的。
I want us to keep both of these certainties in mind as we return to today's passage.
我们要记住这两保罗所讲这个两个的肯定，我们今天再看回这两节，这段的经文。
Let's begin by reading verse 19.
我们一起来到看一下第十九节。
I hope...In the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you soon, that I also may be encouraged when I receive news about you.
我靠主耶稣，指望快打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。
Now, Paul was letting the Philippians know that he hoped to send Timothy to visit them.
保罗是想话俾腓立比教会知。他是想打发提摩太去回去腓立比。
And he also hoped that Timothy would return with good news about the Philippians.
他更希望提摩太将腓立比弟兄姊妹所做的发生的回来告诉保罗知他会得到这个的安慰。
This news would be regarding how the Philippians responded to Paul's letter.
这些的消息就是告诉保罗知道腓立比教会的弟兄姊妹怎样来回应保罗对他的教导。
So Paul hoped that the news he received would encourage him.
所以保罗希望听到提摩太对他们 的报告的时候保罗是得到安慰。
So we know that Paul had joy in all circumstances.
我们知道无论任何环境，保罗都有带着这份的喜乐。
But it seems that his further encouragement was based on the behavior of the Philippian Christians.
再更加的就是保罗的喜乐就是听到弟兄姊妹得到他的教导的成长。
There were two possible outcomes.
这个有两个可能性，这个的出现。
The Philippians could respond well, and Paul would be encouraged.
第一，被腓立比 嘅弟兄姊妹做得好，保罗得到安慰。
Or they could respond poorly, and Paul would not be encouraged.
或者腓立比教会做得唔好嘅时候，保罗会失望。
And yet he would still have joy.
但系咁嘅环境之下，保罗仍然都有呢个嘅喜乐。
Now notice also that Paul said, "I hope in the Lord."
保罗话：我要靠主耶稣基督。
Paul's hopes and his plans were dependent on God's will.
保罗嘅计划系基于上帝嘅旨意。
Now we'll return to this idea later, but I wanted to bring it up now in this verse.
我哋迟啲会再解释一清楚呢度。
Paul then spent the next few verses presenting Timothy as an example to follow.
跟住保罗就向腓立比教会讲到，提摩太系一个好嘅例子，俾弟兄姊妹嚟到学习。
And we looked at these verses the last few weeks.
我哋喺上几个星期已经睇到啦。
But in verse 23, Paul returns to his to Timothy's travel plans.
23节佢都讲呢个提摩太去旅程呢个嘅计划系乜嘢。
He says, "I hope, therefore, to send him as soon as I see how things go with me."
所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。
So twice in this paragraph, Paul has said that he hopes to send Timothy.
在两次保罗都提到好好希望差派提摩太去腓立比。
And in this verse, he explains why he is not sending Timothy immediately.
在23节他解释为什么现在他没有立刻差派提摩太去呢？
Before he sent Timothy, Paul wanted to find out how his trial would end.
未差派提摩太翻去嘅时候，保罗希望能够知道自己审判嘅结果系乜嘢。
Now, if you remember from chapter 1, Paul was in prison.
喺第一章嘅时候，保罗已经话咗俾佢听，佢而家系坐紧监。
And he knew that his imprisonment might end with his release.
佢或者知道佢嘅坐监嘅情况，或者会被释放出嚟。
But he knew that it might also end with his death.
或者他都会想想，或者他会被处死。
Now, Paul was fairly confident that he would be released.
保罗是很有信心的，他会被释放过来。
And this confidence was based on his belief that if he was released, it would best serve God's purposes.
保罗的信心知道会自己被释放出来，因为他的释放，他能够知道是按达到主的目的是什么。
This is what he said back in chapter 1, verse 25.
在第一章的第25节是这样讲话。
Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith.
我既然这样深信，就知道仍要聚在世间，且与你们众人的同住，使你们在信的道上又长进又喜乐。
Paul did not think that he would be released from prison for his own sake.
他知道保罗被释放不是为了他自己的自由。
He believed that God would deliver him for the sake of the church in Philippi.
保罗知道神释放他是因为神知道他对腓立比教会是有这个的工作在这里。
And yet, he was not absolutely certain.
但是保罗也不是绝对的相信，是确定这个事情。
This becomes clear here in chapter 2.
在第二章这里更加明白保罗的心态是什么。
He said he would not send Timothy until he found out the outcome of his imprisonment.
保罗说，我现在未差派提摩太出来，因为我未知道我审判的结果是什么。
And then he follows that with verse 24.
然后跟着在24节这么说。
And I am confident in the Lord that I myself will come soon.
但我靠主自信，我也必快去。
Here, once again, Paul expresses his confidence that he will be released from prison and that he would visit their church.
保罗是很有信心的, 就是说他被释放出来, 他会去腓立比来探访他们。
So Paul was confident in his belief about several things.
所以保罗的信心是他自己相信某一个事情会发生。
He believed that he would be able to send Timothy to them.
他确定的,他可以差派提摩太出去。
He believed that Timothy would be able to give him a good report about the Philippians.
第二,保罗也更加相信提摩太会告诉保罗知道腓立比教会的信徒怎样回应他的教导。He
believed that he would be delivered from prison.
他更加相信他会被在监狱里面被释放出来。
And he believed that he would once again visit the Philippians.
他更加相信被释放之后,他会回到腓立比教会。
And he believed that these things would happen because he believed they were in line with God's purposes.
因为他知道他的释放,去到腓立比教会,同神的计划是基于神的旨意计划的里面。
And he shows great confidence in this.
他很确定这个信心在这方面。
But he doesn't show the same kind of certainty that he does regarding God's goodness or regarding the day of the Lord.
但是保罗对自己被释放出来的肯定,
you see, Paul was certain that God is good.
保罗很确定认识上帝是美善。
And Paul had spent a great deal of time getting to know what God is like. And so he was beginning to be able to see the world the way God sees it. So Paul was able to look at the circumstances of life and determine what is good based on what he knows about God.
是基于保罗认识神,所以保罗在他的生命当中所发生的事,他知道什么是对他好。
Yet Paul also knew that his discernment of what is good was not infallible the way God's was.
然而保罗他知道,他明白认识神,不是说万无一失,因为这个 是一切都是有神的计划的旨意在里面。Paul
believed that he knew what is good, and so he had confidence that those good things would happen.
保罗认识到什么是好,但他也有信心会知道什么会发生。But
he does not have certainty.
但是他明白,但他不是很肯定。
He only has certainty that whatever happens will be under the sovereign control of God.
他的肯定就是肯定一切的发生一定要按着神的主权的旨意。
This is why he hopes in the Lord to send Timothy.
所以两次都是这样说,他说我靠着主能够差派提摩太。
Paul hoped to send Timothy, but he knew that whatever happened, it would happen in the Lord's will.
他要差派提摩太,因为他知道无论发生什么事,都是上帝去决定这个主。
When Paul believed that his hopes aligned with God's good purposes, he had confidence in his hopes.
所以保罗所相信的盼望,神的美好的旨意,和上帝的旨意是要一致的。
And yet his certainty did not lie in what he hoped to happen. His certainty lied in the belief that God is good no matter what happens.
所以保罗所肯定的,无论什么事情发生,上帝都美好的,在这方,在这里有主权。
And his certainty lied in his belief that no matter what happens, Christ will return to make everything good.
他更加的肯定,神是美善的,无论任何的事情发生,主耶稣基督一定会第二次的再来,一切发生都是好。
So he hopes for what he thinks is good, but he is certain that God is good.
所以他知道什么好，他更加肯定上帝是什么的决定是对于我们是最好的。
Now we all have hopes for good things in our lives.
我们每个人都想好的事情发生在我们生命的里面。
And I think that the more we mature in our faith, the more our hopes will actually line up with God's good desires.
我们越成熟的时候，我们的信心更加要同神的旨意是要一致的。
Yet we cannot place our certainty in what we hope will happen.
我们不可以将我们所肯定的放在我们所希望的事会发生。
Our certainty must be in the truth that God is good.
我们所有的肯定一定要对神有一个的信心，什么事情发生在我们身上的都是美好的。
And our certainty must be in the truth that whatever happens will ultimately rest in God's good plans.
所以无论任何事情发生在我们身上，这个的美好都是按着上帝的旨意而成就。
And as we grow in our understanding of God's character, we will be better able to discern what is truly good.
当我们在主里面有成长的时候，我们认识到神的位格的时候，我们就知道分辨得出什么事情发生在我们身上，就叫是会是认为在神的旨意里面是好的。
And we can begin to have confidence that God will do these good things.
所以我们开始对神有信心，每一样嘢系发生在我哋身上，主都对于我哋系有一个好嘅计划喺里边。
But we cannot impose our discernment onto God's good plans.
我哋唔可以将我哋认为好嘅系加喺上帝嘅计划嘅里边。
We cannot use what we think will be good as a test to determine if God is good.
我哋唔可以用我哋谂嘅系好嘅、认为好嘅作为一个测试嘅。你决定神是不是对于我们这个发生的是好的呢？
God is the very definition of good.
神就是这个好这个定义在这里。
All that we understand about goodness is derived from him.
所以我们明白好的定义的时候，就源于出于神。
And during my times in Africa, I've seen this truth in action.
所以我在非洲服侍的时候，我看到非洲的弟兄姊妹，他们用行动表示出神点来看神是什么是好。
My African friends have confidence that God can and will heal his children when they are sick.
在非洲的朋友，他对神有信心，他的小孩子病的时候，他相信神是可以医治他病了的小孩子。
They hope with confidence in his power to work miracles.
他相信神可以用这个奇迹来到是医治他的小孩子。
And yet they are aware that sometimes God does not heal.
他也都明白有时上帝是不医治他的孩子是没有被医治好。
But this does not shake their certainty that God is good.
他们想的好的事情发生没发生，但他对上帝美好这个定义是没有改变。
And it does not shake their confidence that the next time God will heal.
他也相信神下一次的会医治这些病了的人。
They hope for what they think is good, but they're certain that God is good.
他认为他们有什么事情发生是好，但他对神那种的完全肯定相信发生好的，他们是对神很大的信心。
We see another example of this in the Old Testament book of Daniel.
我们在另外一个例子，在但以利书看得到的。
In that book, there were three young men named Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
在但以利书有三个但以利的朋友，就是沙德拉、米撒和阿伯尼哥。
And these men were faithful followers of God.
我们看到这三个但以利的朋友，他们一个很忠心跟随神的人。
And there was an evil king that was going to throw them into a fiery furnace unless they decided to worship an image of gold that he had made.
就是有一个嘅王去恐吓佢哋，如果佢唔对呢个所做佢哋所做嘅金像有敬拜嘅时候，佢会将佢放入呢个火窑嘅里边。
And this is how they replied to the king when he threatened them with a violent death.
呢个睇下呢段嘅经文，就睇到呢三位朋友点样嚟到回应呢个王对佢哋嘅恐吓。
If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to save us from it, and he will rescue us from your hand, O King.
第十七节，即使如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。
But even if he does not,We want you to know, O King, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up.
即使不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
These men had confidence that God would rescue them.
这三个的信徒，他很相信，肯定上帝会拯救他出来。
Yet in the same breath, they expressed uncertainty.
同一样，他都表示有一个不肯定。
They said that even if God did not rescue them, they would still be loyal to him.
他们更加说，即或不然，他们的心都不会去拜这些金像。
Today we can have confidence that God will do good things.
今日我哋亦都相信神会喺我哋身上所做嘅都系好嘅。
We can have confidence that He will bring an end to this pandemic.
我哋更加相信神会系终于嘅会带我哋脱离呢个嘅疫情。
We can have confidence that He will put food on our tables.
我哋更加相信神会将食物放喺我哋台面。
We can have confidence that He will provide work for us.
我哋更加相信神会俾我哋有工作。
We can have confidence that He will heal us when we're hurting.
我们更加相信，当我们伤心的时候，神是会医治安慰我们。
And we can have confidence because these are good things and we know that God is good.
因为我知道这些事情会发生是好的，因为我们相信我们的神是好的。
But we also must admit that God understands what is good better than we do.
但我们都要明白，我哋所明白嘅好同神所明白嘅好系唔同。
Now, the better we understand God, the more confidence we can have in our hopes for what is good.
所以，如果我哋更加认识神嘅时候，我哋知道神乜嘢系最好嘅，就会发生喺我哋嘅身上。
But we can only have certainty in the fact that God is always good and that the day of the Lord awaits us all.
我们更加好肯定的，当主耶稣基督再来那一天，我们好肯定的，一切都变得是完美完善的。
All of our confident hope must ultimately rest in the Lord's good plans.
所以我们认为好的，我们应该要将我们所有一切认为美好的，是按着上帝的旨意而来到是相信。
And this means that sometimes the things that we confidently hope for will not happen the way we expect.
但有时我们认为好的，未必按照神的旨意而发生在我们身上。
And so we can still have certainty in God's goodness.
所以我们更加一定要相信，知道什么是上帝好，是认为好。
And we can still confidently hope for other good things that we think align with God's good purposes.
我们仍然要肯定，我们第二些美好的事情一定会发生在我们身上，因为按着上帝的旨意而发生。
But we also have room to grieve when life does not happen the way that we expect.
但当有事情发生不如意我们的，我们仍然有空间可以去忧伤。
In verse 25 in Philippians 2, Paul began talking about Epaphroditus.
第25节，他就讲到是怎样差派这个以巴弗提。
Now, Epaphroditus had become very ill.
以巴弗提是很病的，当时。
In fact, he had almost died.
他病到就来要死。
And Paul knew that this news would bring distress to the Philippians.
保罗知道如果腓立比教会的人知道以巴弗提这么病的时候, 令到他们会很忧心。
So in verse 27, Paul said this.
在27节这样说,
Indeed, he was ill and almost died, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, to spare me sorrow upon sorrow.
他实在病了，几乎要死，然而神怜悯他，不但怜悯他，也怜悯我，免得我忧上加忧。
So God had delivered Epaphroditus from his sickness, and that was a really good thing.
神是医治好以巴弗提，以巴弗提这么病的时候。
It's good when God miraculously heals one of his children who is sick.
因为神的儿女病的时候，神用这个奇迹医治好他的儿女。
Now, even if God does not bring healing, we can know with certainty that God is good and his plan is good.
或者他的儿女未，神没医治到他的时候，但是我们要肯定的，神的计划是一定对我们是好的。
And because of this, we can still rejoice.
因为这样的时候，我们相信神所有的事发生，我们都好的时候，我们仍然要带有这个的喜乐。
But notice what Paul says here.
但留意保罗在这里怎么说话。
If Epaphroditus had died, Paul admits that he would have had sorrow upon sorrow.
保罗也都告诉你，如果以巴弗提真的死的时候， 会带给保罗忧伤的加忧。
Though God will weave everything into his good plan, it does not mean that everything is good.
所以神将所有一切都放在这个美好的计划里面，但不一定是会发生的。
We live in a world that is cursed by sin.
我们知道我生活在这个世界是受这个罪的咒诅。
And this curse brings bad things into our world.
因为 有这个罪的咒诅的时候，会带来很多不好的事情的发生。
We can rejoice that God will ultimately weave all things into his good plan.
我们知道，我们万事的都落在神的美好的计划的里面。
And that is where we place our certainty.
所以在这方面，我们对神一定有这个肯定在这里。
But there is room within our rejoicing to have sorrow.
但是没事好的事情，不如我们理想的时候，我们仍然都可以在忧伤的当中可以有带有喜乐。We've
seen that Paul's life is characterized by joy.
我们看到保罗的生命是用喜乐来到是突出来。He
has hopeful confidence in the good things that he believes God will do.
他有信心的，在一切的事情的发生， 他相信一切都按着神的旨意成就。
Yet Paul will still grieve when life does not go as hoped for.
保罗也相信，如果事情不如他自己所想的， 他仍然有空间可以有忧伤的时候。
In the same way, earlier in the letter, he expressed confidence that God would complete the work he began in the church at Philippi.
所以保罗也是提出告诉你， 神会最终在腓立比教会完成神在他们身上所作的旨意。
Yet he is also saying it would bring him distress if the Philippians did not respond obediently to his letter.
保罗也明白，如果腓立比教会的信徒做不到他的教导的时候， 也会带来保罗一些的忧伤。
Paul's feeling of encouragement relied upon a good news brought back by Timothy.
所以保罗是期待提摩太会带来一个好的报告翻嚟俾佢。
So in this, Paul is providing a model for having sorrow in a situation while still having a life characterized by joy.
保罗俾我哋一个好嘅例子，喺哀伤嘅环境当中， 我们仍然在哀伤的环境当中要有喜乐而活。So
I want to encourage us to follow Paul's example.
我鼓励大家，我们要学习保罗这个的例子。
Let us continue to grow in our understanding of what is truly good in this world. And as we do, let us have confidence and hope that the good things we desire will come to pass.
我们这样做的时候, 让我们有信心, 盼望好的, 我们期待的会来。
We can continue hoping for what we think is good.
我们仍然可以盼望我们想的什么是好的会是好。
And we can truly grieve when those good things do not come to pass.
当好的事情未如理想会出现的时候, 我们仍然可以忧伤的时候。
But even in our grief, we can rejoice.
但在我们忧伤的时候当中, 我们仍然要带有这份对主这个的喜乐。
We can live life in a state of joy.
我们在我们生命当中要有带着这个的喜乐。
And we can do this because our certainty does not lie in our understanding of what is good.
因为我们对主这份的喜乐的肯定不一定要认为我们认为好的事情发生就是会是好。
Our certainty lies in the fact that God is good.
我们要肯定的一定要依赖于我们神认为什么是对我们是好的。
And his good plan ultimately leads to Christ's return when all will be made right.
神最好的计划就是让我们知道将来神上帝会带领主会再来的时候一切都会变成为最美好的。
So in the midst of our world right now, when things are not good,
所以今天在这个世界里面很多事都不是有好的发生。
Continue to hope for what is good.
我们期待什么上帝认为好的发生在我们身上。
And continue to express sorrow when things are not good.
当有不好的事情发生, 我们仍然可以有忧伤的时刻。
But always rejoice with a certainty that God is good and Jesus is coming back.
因为我们一定要有肯定, 有这份的喜乐, 我们肯定耶稣基督会再来, 我要带来这份的喜乐。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you that you are teaching us what is truly good in this world.
神啊，我们真的要相信你教导我们什么是这个世界当中你认为是最好的。
And because we know you are good, we know that we can have hope that these good things will happen.
因为我们认识到你是最美好的。 所以我们知道有事情发生在我们身上的，都是在我们身上作出美好的。But
we also acknowledge, God, that we don't with certainty know what is absolutely good.
但我们都知道，我们认为好的，不是一定是真是好。And
Lord, sometimes life does not go the way we expected.
有时我们生命里面所发生的，不是认为我们想的好的就会发生。
So help us to continue to understand what true goodness is.
神啊，帮助我们能够真的明白乜嘢系真系最好。Give
us the freedom to grieve when life does not go as expected.
神啊，俾我哋有机会嘅，当唔好嘅事情发生喺我哋身上嘅时候，俾我哋有忧伤嘅时刻。But
help us to be certain about those things that Paul was certain about.
亦都俾我哋学习，好似保罗所肯定嘅一样，我哋要肯定上帝会对我哋有美好。No
matter what help happens, help us to be certain that you are good.
无论有任何事情嘅发生，我哋更加相信主，你对于我哋所有嘅发生喺我哋身上嘅都系有美好嘅计划。And
no matter what happens, help us to be certain that you are coming back to fix everything.
但无论任何事情发生，我哋更加肯定嘅主耶稣基督会再嚟，留我嘅时候，就一切都变为美好。In
Jesus' name, Amen.
我哋祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告，阿门。So yesterday, the Property and Finance Committee and the Deacon Board members went to the church to ready our sanctuary for future reopening. the chair has been set up to help us practice social distancing. 昨日, 產業委員會和教會的執事回到教會, 來到將教會的椅子來到安排, 是預備我們將來有一個, 重開的時候, 我們有一個社交的距離, 怎樣來到安排這些椅子, 我們甚至乎用check來度, 確定的是有一定的距離。 At this time, we still do not know when we can reopen, but we will be closely follow government guidelines. We want to be cautious about this whole process because your health and safety means a lot to us. Please be patient and continue to pray for us. May the leader of the church have wisdom to make the right decision regarding reopen. 所以请大家的是有耐性的来到是等候我们教会是一直的留意是政府对我们的指引我们什么时候可以去再重开教会因为我们对于大家的平安健康是最为重要的请大家为我们来到是祷告能够当我们要有智慧的要作出决定是什么时候要重开 Also, as a reminder, we are gathered people testimony about how we can practice Paul's teachings in our daily life. If you have a testimony to share, please email Brother James. 我们在Pastor Scott里面受到教导, 我们要看看我们在生活上有什么可以应用到保罗对我们的教导的时候, 我们愿意听到你们的见证, 请你们将你的见证可以是 Also, next Sunday, July 5th, we will observe the communion together. So, please prepare your heart and some juice and unleavened bread. 在下一个的主日,是7月5号,我们再一次在这个事项里面,大家来做守这个圣餐。 After the communion, we will have our online installation of 2020 to 2021 church officers. Please pray for the officers as they ready themselves to serve the Lord for the coming fiscal year. 当我们守完圣餐之后,我们会来到是有新职,新一届2020至2021年的教会的同工来到是就职的,所以请大家来到预备为他们一起的祷告, 来迎接新的一年的来临. And lastly, please remember to send your tithing to the church either directly online or by mail to the church address. 所以请大家仍然奉献是基督徒的义务, 所以虽然现在我们没有聚集的时候, 我们仍然可以将我们的奉献来到是用银行转账的, 或者将支票寄给教会的地址. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again for this opportunity where we can worship online together. Please give us the patience to wait until it is safe to worship physically together. May you also give us wisdom in making the right decision on when we can gather again at our church facilities. Also, we may miss each other. We also want to do what's best for the health and safety of our brother and sister. Also, we pray for the unity of this nation. We pray that the Holy Spirit will inspire the nation leader to bring justice and equality for everyone. We continue to pray for the needs of our sister, Wendy and Amy. May the Holy Spirit intervene in their lives. Bless us this week. We want to draw closer to you as we worship you in spirit and in truth.
亲爱的天父，我们再一次多谢你，俾我哋喺呢个网上嚟到敬拜。求你俾我哋嘅一类嘅等候，俾我哋知道几时要教会嘅重开。求你俾我哋智慧，能够作出一个好嘅决定，因为我哋关顾到弟兄姊妹嘅平安同埋呢个健康嘅问题。 上帝，我哋更加为到我哋嘅国家合一嚟祷告。
求主你到带领呢啲嘅领袖能够作出公义嘅平等嘅对待每一个人。为咗再次嘅为到我哋教会嘅姊妹有 Wendy 同埋 Annie 嚟到祷告，求主你亲自喺佢身上嚟到作工，帮助佢哋医治佢哋嘅忧伤，医治佢哋身体嘅需要。祝福我哋呢个星期，愿我哋用我哋嘅心灵诚实嚟到敬拜你。我哋祷告奉我哋救主耶稣基督嘅名祷告。In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let's see you next week online again.